Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, which is 1-800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. To start things out tonight, we will go to the Future of Freedom Foundation, Bart Frazier, an open letter to high school students. This is just a nice little essay that is sort of an introductory style essay for young people as to why it is you should pay attention to government. Because most young people don't figure this out. They don't figure it out until later on in life when government actually really gets involved in their lives.
At some point or another, you're going to run head-to-head against the government, and you're going to realize, man, these people are a bunch of slow, bureaucratic jerks. And then, maybe, you'll start thinking about it. Now, some people just like politics. I've liked government and the idea of, the logical puzzle of how people should be ruled from the very, 15... 16,
or in my case, how people should not be ruled.
Well, they should rule themselves, is what you would say.
Self-rule.
Right.
That's nice.
So that's rule.
Yeah, so you're right. There are some kids that are into politics, but that's usually because mom and dad are probably into politics.
Yeah, it wasn't that in my case. I just like the idea.
That's unusual. Mm. But that is typically how it works. Mom and dad get them into it, and then that's how they get excited. Most kids, they could care less. And for good reason. I mean, it's boring, right? And politicians, who cares about them? They're all the same. Maybe they can somehow determine that as at their early age. But what they don't understand, being young people, is that government is involved in almost every single facet of their lives. Even in the ones where they don't necessarily see the government, government is involved. And so Bart Frazier at the Future of Freedom Foundation says to every high school student in this country between ages of 15 and 18, this letter is to you. If there's ever something that you should take the time to learn about, it is government. Why, you ask? Well, if your idea of government is endless babbling by old congressional codgers on C-SPAN, you're partly right. The art of government or politics is less entertaining than a visit to the dentist. However, hidden among all the babble of congressional rules and yays and nays that you hear on television, the real secret that's never explained to you in school is that government is force, and government can use this force to violate your rights. It's through government that other people can take your money, forbid you to visit foreign countries, prevent you from drinking alcohol, mandate attendance in government schools, and even force you into the military to possibly die in a battle thousands of miles away from American shores. In short, you need to be interested in government, because government officials can adversely affect your lives.
They're certainly interested in what you're doing.
Exactly, in the most serious of ways. Since government at its basic level is force, well, what should the role of government be? After all, with force, government can act in just about any way that we allow it to, right or wrong. Philosophers have debated the question for centuries, but a sound rule of thumb that's emerged is that government should defend our rights while at the same time not violate them. Now, of course, I don't agree with Bart on this one.
No,
I know
you don't.
I think it's been proven now enough times that when you do create a government for the purposes of defending your rights, it's kind of hard to keep it there. It hasn't really ever worked out too well.
Well, neither has not having a government.
Well, now that's not necessarily true.
No?
No, not necessarily true. No one has really ever tried to not have a government. They're always trying to get rid of one so they can have their own.
Yeah, I think that might be part of the problem.
Philosophers...
Part of the reason why no government hasn't ever worked is because somebody's always trying to be in charge.
He says, in other words, government should protect us from the violence of others, but not initiate violence against us. The government should not be allowed to steal from us. It should not be allowed to enslave us, and it should not be allowed to murder us. In short, it should protect our fundamental rights, but not transgress them. Sounds pretty straightforward, doesn't it?
Yes. Sounds a little contradictory. I might be able to pop a few rivets on that simply by having to be the small government guy on this show, mm-hmm. having to deal with your no government philosophies on a regular basis. I realize that the very fact that you have a government is, force, murder, all those other things.
Well, if the government didn't steal, enslave, and murder, then I wouldn't really have any objection.
Yeah, but it
anymore.
Wouldn't be a government if it didn't have the ability to steal, enslave, or murder.
If there was some sort of agency out there that was not stealing, murdering, and enslaving in order to operate, then if it was around and there was no other government around and you wanted to call it a government, then I'd be okay with that.
Maybe they could do multi-level marketing of makeup, too, because they certainly wouldn't be a government.
So he says government shouldn't prevent any activity that doesn't violate the rights of another person. However, you'll see, in fact, that most of the things government does today violate individual liberty in one way or another. Let's look at a few examples. And what I like about this article is he picks some examples that are probably more likely than any others to affect a young person's life.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I like this. He starts with the drug war, of course. One example that all of you are probably familiar with is the drug war. This ought to be an easy one for all of you. You probably have friends who have done drugs, and you may have even heard of undercover narcs in your school. I'm certainly not telling you that doing drugs is okay, because as you've been told a million times by your parents and teachers, drugs can and do kill people. At the very least, they can numb your brain and make you stupid. However, what your parents and teachers do not tell you is that government has no right to throw anyone in jail for doing drugs. If someone sits in front of his television and smokes a joint, whose rights has he violated? Well, no one's. Last year alone, more than 1.8 million people in America were arrested on drug offenses. With the exception of those who used violence against others, not one of those people deserves to be behind bars. Plain and simple, drugs should be legalized. Even the hard ones. As long as people don't initiate force against others in the process, people should be free to do unhealthy things. That's what genuine freedom is all about.
And, you know, the drug laws that we have aren't very effective in keeping people from doing unhealthy things.
Of course not.
Especially when it comes to marijuana. People smoke it all the time. They don't have a lot of proof scientifically that it's any more detrimental than alcohol or cigarettes, which are legal. And, you know, people smoke it all the time, so they're not stopping people from smoking. And as a matter of fact, it's legal for me to go out to the grocery store and buy a gallon of bleach and drink it. So the government doesn't have a law against that, and if they did, it wouldn't matter because they couldn't stop me.
Right, and nor should you be thrown in jail if you want to drink a gallon of bleach.
Nor should the rest of the people out there that have a gallon of bleach be thrown in jail, simply because I might drink it.
Exactly. I love this as a wedge issue for young people, because if there's one issue that they get, it's this one. If there's a certain point, you know, when you are being raised in the government school system, they take you to the DARE class. So, thankfully, there are some government schools around the country that have decided to reject the DARE program because statistics have shown pretty clearly it just doesn't work. But nonetheless, it still exists.
I've never taken it.
It's still pretty heavy out there. And so they indoctrinate you with the anti-drug message at, I think, around age 10. Actually, I think they do it even earlier now. I think they have a DARE program for every elementary school level. So anyway, by the time you get out of elementary school, you've gotten the message pretty heavily, don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. If you do drugs, you're going to end up in jail. And if your parents do drugs, be sure to tell us so we can tell the cops.
We'll take care of them.
Yeah. And so that's what you learn early on. Then in middle school, it's reinforced somewhat. Of course, a lot of young people these days are encountering early drugs like marijuana and cigarettes and that sort of thing. They're encountering those in middle school. But you will encounter them in high school, very likely, unless you're completely shut off from the rest of your government high school and you have absolutely nobody that you consider a friend. It's probably, there's a very, very high chance, very high risk that at some point in your high school career, one of your high school friends is going to offer you the opportunity to smoke some marijuana, drink some alcohol, or smoke some cigarettes. Maybe something worse than that. But that's pretty much a guarantee. That happened to you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it happened to me, too.
I think it happened to pretty much everybody who's gone to school.
Right. It happened to me when I was 16. That's when all of that was offered to me.
I guess I was 15.
And so, again, that's why this is such a great wedge issue, because at that point, then you realize that, you know, then you come to the realization, this sort of crashing reality comes in that says, huh, they told me marijuana was really bad, but my friends who I trust aren't messed up and they're using marijuana, so maybe it's not as bad as what they said. And so you sort of led down this path towards inevitably trying it. And lots of high school kids are aware of marijuana. They are aware that it's a fairly benign drug. And so that's why talking to kids about the drug war is pretty, pretty useful as far as getting them into the fold of liberty. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following 2 free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. That's the place to go. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us, including the updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh
to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list. You can get on it by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or limited liability company. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. We're talking about an article dedicated or directed towards young people, high school students in particular. It's written by Bart Fraser at the Future of Freedom Foundation. And I think a good question to ask, and by the way, apologies to our stream listeners, started the stream a little late tonight and the recording. So apologies to the podcast listeners as well.
Everybody gets an apology.
Anyway, I just feel awful for those guys. Anyway, so we're talking about the young people of America and how to bring them into the fold of the liberty movement. And I think that Bart Fraser here is on target when he addresses the war on drugs as the very first issue in his letter, you know, an open letter to high school students as to why they should pay attention to government. I think it's a great wedge issue. I think it's one of the most obvious issues to get kids to understand how government is force, especially young people who not only have they encountered their friends offering, for instance, marijuana to them, but they've also maybe encountered some of their friends already being arrested and being harassed by the police.
Certainly, they have to, if they're involved in marijuana, they have to skitter around in the dark and conduct their business without getting caught.
Right. Now, that can be exciting and sexy to some extent.
Right, and I would say that's a problem.
But that's also risky and dangerous, and no one really wants to do all that skittering around. It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
And so I guess I'm curious, what was it, if you were brought into the liberty movement as a young person under the age of 20, what was the issue that made you, you know, got you interested? What was that issue that tantalized you to learn more, to find out, when you sort of realized maybe this government thing wasn't all it was cracked up to be, or something that made you realize that, hey, that's wrong. You shouldn't be putting my friend in jail for having a joint. He's never hurt anybody. What was it for you? 800-259-9231. Because he addresses a couple more issues here in his article. We were talking about the war on drugs and how that was my issue when I was 16 and my friends came to me and we were talking. We had lunch every single day. And there was quite a process where I was offered marijuana and told about how it's completely benign and it didn't harm them, and I'm not saying that it's good to smoke things here. I'm not saying that at all. I think that's pretty obvious, whether it's marijuana smoke or cigarette smoke or smoke from a fire that you're putting in your lungs, it's probably not going to be good for you. But as far as just rebutting the lies that were told in government's DARE class, it took them a while to work on me. I didn't just jump right in the first day we talked about marijuana and agree to smoke it. I don't remember how long it took, but it was several weeks before I actually came around and shook off my my DARE programming and decided to go for it and give it a try. And so that's what began leading me down the path towards liberty. I don't remember exactly what direction I went in next, but there was some way that I connected marijuana with the Libertarian Party, and that's how I started learning more.
Well, marijuana was not, by any stretch of the imagination, something that brought me into the liberty movement. I was, you know, probably 23, 24, and I sort of believed the Republican message. Smaller government is better. Taxes, you know, you shouldn't have to pay so many taxes. You shouldn't have to support people that don't support themselves, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the more I read about smaller government, the more I understood that small government works. Or, you know, the smaller the government, the better it is.
That's true.
So, well, I just began pairing things off and realizing, well, that's a big bloated government bureaucracy. And when it comes to Republicans, they generally don't believe that about the military. Somehow or another, you put the M16s in the hands of your bureaucrats, and they're suddenly efficient. They're brave. They're heroes. Well, no, they're just the post office in fatigues.
How interesting you bring up the military, because that's the next place that Mr. Fraser goes in his letter to high school students. He says conscription. The draft is another example of the government's violation of individual rights, and this one could have a profound effect on you. You might not be familiar with the draft, but you should be, because it's a program the government uses to enslave people your age. The draft is the process whereby the government selects people to be part of the military. If your name is selected, you have no choice. You must obey or be punished. If the country is at war at the time you're drafted, you'll likely go through a short training period, and then you'll be sent into battle, most likely in some faraway country. On the battlefield...
Right, because we don't fight wars here in America.
Right. Not anymore, at least. On the battlefield of whatever country you're sent to, you'll have to kill others in order to survive, and you may die yourself, most likely for a cause that's not worth killing or dying for.
And if you don't die, you'll know people. Your friends will be killed.
In front of you, sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Slavery is one of the most despicable crimes that can be committed against anyone, and forcing a person to fight in an army is among the worst forms of slavery. Not only is the victim's labor stolen, but there's also a good chance he'll die in the process. The draft is one of the most egregious violations of individual rights our country has ever committed. If he were alive, you could ask Daniel Webster, who penned a famous essay entitled On Conscription, which you can easily find on the internet. The idea that the government would draft you might sound far-fetched to you right now, but it has happened before. Ask your parents about the Vietnam War. They'll certainly know people who were enslaved and perhaps even died as a result of the draft. And ominously for you, there is talk in the air of instituting the draft again to serve in the occupation of Iraq. If you didn't know that, you need to pay more attention to government. In fact, now they're, of course, saber-rattling for the Iran conflict, which they would very much like to get into, and... they probably are going to need a draft in order to pull that one off as well. And I think it's also important to point out to young people that not only can they turn on the draft again, and not only is it just a matter of instituting the draft again, but the gears are already there. The mechanism for the draft is still in existence.
Right. It's like a gun cocked and pointed at your head.
Yeah, pretty much. We just have to remove the safety, basically. And that is a piece of legislation that would reinitialize the draft.
No, they just have to... is the draft not initialized, then?
No, it is not. The process...
The safety's on, but all they have to do is pop the safety and pull the trigger.
The process of registering for the draft is on. That's what the Selective Service System is all about. SSS.gov is their website, and the more you read, the scarier it becomes. And don't think for one moment, if it's, we've got people of all ages listening to this, so if you're a parent of a young person, maybe somebody who's just coming up into high school, and you've got a female, don't think for a moment that your young lady is going to be safe from this new draft.
John Kerry is running essentially on one of his planks is national service.
No, that's the other John, John Edwards.
I'm sorry, did I say John Kerry?
But I'm sure John Kerry would be behind it, too.
I'm sure he'd vote for it. They're all Democrats, right?
Oh, but plenty of Republicans will vote for it as well.
They'll be on board for it.
There was a 12-page article in Time magazine recently about why the draft should come back.
Well, national service is essentially, it's the draft, and if the Army doesn't want you, they'll send you off to, I don't know, work the fields for the Peace Corps, God knows whatever they'll have you do.
Some more bureaucratic job. 800-259-9231, why high schoolers should pay attention to government. Some good suggestions here, and of course, want to hear from you. What was the issue as a young person, if you were a young person, that brought you into liberty? It's Free Talk Live.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program,
crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HeronOnline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com. HeronOnline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal. An irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, including the archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, never fear. We've got them all archived for you right there on the front page of the website. An entire year's worth of the show for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com.
If you, or perhaps someone you know, needs a... It's a primer, by the way.
Yeah, we learned that now.
And don't you remember we had this discussion on the show months ago, and I said, I think it's primer. And then I think you looked it up and came up with primer.
Hell if I know, man.
I don't remember
doing that.
See, I was pretty sure there was primer, but then I just couldn't back myself up by looking on
the
internet.
It's spelled the same, it's just pronounced differently. When you pronounce it a different way, it means something else. It's weird.
In fact, a primer is something that you put on an explosive.
Yeah.
A primer is a book that is given to kids to learn.
Gotcha.
Anyway, I can't remember the emailer's name that told us that. But
someone awfully nice.
Thanks. All right. If you or perhaps someone you know needs a primer on some of the subjects that we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction.
Apparently we need a primer on English.
I was sure I knew it, and then I got scared off for some reason or another. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism. Each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to Liberty. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab a new episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
1-800-259-9231. What was the issue for you? If you were a young person, and a lot of our audience, especially on the internet, is made up of younger people. So if you were a young person, particularly a high school student,
But if you're older, you can tell us your story anyway. What was the issue? Was there one particular issue that brought you into the fold of the Liberty Movement? If so, what was it? How did it happen? Tell us your story at 800-259-9231. In the meantime, we continue with an open letter to high school students, why you should pay attention to government, from Bart Fraser at the Future of Freedom Foundation. He's just running down a couple of issues that he thinks might resonate with young people in America. The third one, he's already touched on the drug war and conscription. The third one is welfare. Third, contrary to what your teachers might have taught you, government welfare is not charity. It is theft. Social Security is not the warm and fuzzy charitable retirement program you've been led to believe that it is. It is instead a scheme that enables the government to take money by force from one group of people, i.e. the young and productive, most of whom are struggling to start families, in order to give it to a group of elderly people, many of whom have plenty of money saved up after decades of work. Let's suppose you're hungry, but you have no lunch money. In order to buy lunch, you beat up a middle schooler and take his pocket change to feed yourself. I know all of you would agree this would be wrong. Theft is always wrong, no matter what the intention is, and no matter how hungry you are. Yet, this is exactly what government does with Social Security, when it takes the wages of the working to give it to the elderly. The only difference is that instead of beating you up, they use the IRS to take your money. If you don't pay your taxes to the IRS, government agents might not beat you up, but they will send you to jail. How can it be
right? And they might just beat you up.
Yeah, it depends. Depends on how badly you want to go to jail, I guess. If you want to go to jail, then they won't beat you up. You'll just put your hands voluntarily into those handcuffs. How can it be right for the government to take one person's money and give it to someone else, especially when it's clearly so wrong for anyone else to do so? Is government special somehow? Are the people in government better people than you? Do they have inherently more rights than you do? Of course not! Many people are their family members are government people. They know exactly how fallible and how wrong and how, well, regular people government people are. So they don't have any special ability to take things without asking for them, but they do it anyway. He goes on. No matter how well informed, the government cannot morally take from one person what's rightfully his and transfer it to another person. Charity exists only when a person voluntarily gives his money or time to help someone else out. The only moral way to help the elderly, sick, and poor is to freely give your time or money. Good examples abound, such as the work your church or local soup kitchen does. Social Security and all other government programs that transfer money from one person to another are legalized theft and should be abolished. Americans lived without these welfare theft programs for more than 125 years. Our ancestors believed in voluntary charity, not coerced welfare. And if you didn't know that, you should pay more attention to government. Finally, gun control. He says gun control is another issue that most young people just don't understand, because they've been taught that guns are dangerous and responsible for the deaths of countless persons every year. And it is true that guns are dangerous, but people are responsible for the deaths of those they shoot, not the guns that they use. Guns are only tools, and they're dangerous only in the hands of dangerous or careless people. Keep in mind that every person has a natural right to defend himself, even with a gun, as long as he doesn't violate the rights of others in the process. I'm sure you've heard of the Second Amendment to the Constitution. It guarantees the natural right we all have to keep and bear arms. In other words, the government isn't legally permitted to do anything to take our guns away. When the Constitution was written in 1787, why would the authors want to make sure we could keep all of our guns? Your civics teacher will probably never tell you this, but the reason is so we could defend ourselves against our own government, should the need ever arise. Now, does this sound crazy to you? If so, listen to what Thomas Jefferson had to say about gun ownership. Quote, "What country can preserve its liberties if its rulers are not warned from time to time that the people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms." Unquote. Those are not the words of some wacko, but rather of the man who wrote the Declaration of Independence. You should be extremely outraged at any politician who favors the idea of gun control, though it seems like a small and meaningless act. Taking away guns from the citizens of a country is one of the first steps that dictators take to rule their countries with iron fists. They know that once the people have been disarmed, there's nothing they can do to stop the government from violating individual rights. As long as citizens are armed, politicians will always think twice about doing very bad things to their own people. If you didn't know why the Founding Fathers wanted you to own guns, you should pay more attention to government.
There are many more examples of the abuses we suffer at the hands of government, but as long as you learn this one lesson, that government is the biggest threat to the freedom of its citizenry, then you're well on the way to becoming an educated citizen and a patriot.
Who can take freedom from you but the government? Really? I suppose somebody could capture you and throw you in the back of a white panel van that
would
has no
be
windows
kidnapping.
On it. But if the cops put you in the back of their little van, it's just arrest.
Yep. There are no parting words more appropriate with which I could leave you than these words attributed to George Washington. And it's funny because you already read this one, I think. Government is not reason, it's not eloquence, it is force. Like fire, it's a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Oh, no, you were reading that to me off the air, weren't
I
you?
I was.
It was in an email you were reading. Anyway, Bart Fraser from the Future of Freedom Foundation. You know, the young people of America are really, it's exciting to me that to see them getting involved in the process of changing things, because that's really where the change is going to happen. I'm not saying that older people should be ignored. They shouldn't. They should be recruited and talked to and persuaded to join the pro-liberty side just as anyone else should. But I really feel like the key to spreading liberty and the key to spreading this message is the young people of America. I feel like they haven't been indoctrinated for
quite as long,
and so therefore it may be easy for them to break the chains, if you will, that have been wrapped around them. They're a little bit younger, they're a little bit more likely, because when you're young you can learn better, I think they say. So that's really an important place to focus attention. If you're involved in any sort of pro-liberty activism, whether it be supporting Ron Paul for president, or working with the Republican Liberty Caucus or the Libertarian Party, the Democratic Freedom Caucus, whatever it is you're doing, don't ignore the young people of America. Do whatever you can to foster good relationships with them. When I was involved with the Libertarian Party, some of my most rewarding times, because I did a lot of activism for them, but some of the most rewarding activism I'd done was going and speaking to classes of high school seniors.
When did you do this? I don't remember these stories.
Yeah, I did it at least twice, if not three times. I happened to know somebody who was a high school, a history teacher for mm-hmm. a government high school, and she was also a liberty-minded person. And so she invited me to come speak in her class. Of course, I said yes. You know, I wasn't a trained public speaker, but since I was talking about something I believed in, it wasn't hard at all.
Was it done when, you know, they would bring Democrats and Republicans in, and so therefore you got an opportunity to speak at that time?
I'm not sure if the Democrats or Republicans were brought in. I know they were covering political parties at that time, I think, and so it was a perfect opportunity to bring me in. But if you want to generate those opportunities for yourself, all you have to do is ask. More on the way, this is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemed.com. www.inc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with a Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask that you become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And all we're asking for is as little as $3 a month. Now remember, we're just asking you. You can enjoy all the features on the website for free. But once you decide that it's actually worth something, then pony up. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. And you'll get a few perks as well. There's the amp-only call-in line, the amp-only forum and chat room as well for you. But AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is we take that money in. It doesn't go to paychecks. It goes right back out into promoting the show, to getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations and advertising the show to more program directors and general managers around the country so more people can hear the message of freedom and liberty. So that's valuable to you. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get started on the AMP program today. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones to Tam in North Carolina. Tam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Tam. Tam in North Carolina. Hello?
All right.
Is your name Tam?
Ready?
Is this Tam?
The way I got started on it was the first Republican debate when Ron Paul spoke and Rudy Giuliani put him down. And then what really got me sparked up was when Sean Hannity really mistreated him at the end of the thing.
So it's very recent for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, right when the first Republican debate, I mean, I just was oblivious to all of this, to be honest with you. I mean,
very
totally. I didn't even know the Federal Reserve wasn't the government.
It's amazing that you've come along this path so quickly. You know, I wondered whether some people would find, what happened with Ron Paul and Giuliani to be despicable and start looking into him a little more. And I
so
guess
is that what happened? Did you go to Ron Paul's website, and how did that branch off into the larger larger liberty movement for you?
Well, I'm a computer tech by trade, so I'm very familiar with the web, and so I did a Google on it, and then I ended up with the videos, and then that led to I was interested in the Federal Reserve thing because I've seen a Ron Paul Federal Reserve video, so I watched the one by Bill Steele. And then that led me to, like, Alex Jones and stuff like that. And then that led me to the Internet radio broadcast, which I had never listened to.
Right.
And then that led me to the GCN network.
And then you found Free Talk Live. This has been quite a whirlwind summer for you then, I guess.
I did a lot of research.
Were you involved in politics prior to watching the debate, or are you relatively new to that as well?
Well, basically, I mean, you know, I would, you know, whatever candidate I kind of liked, you know, I voted for him, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So were you a party politics guy, or were you somebody who was, I'm just for the Republicans, or I'm just for the Democrats, that kind of person, or were you?
Just for the Republicans, yeah.
Gotcha.
Ron Paul really, really started the whole thing for me, and really has woke me up to a lot of things.
Sitting there watching that debate and hearing Ron Paul actually being different from the other candidates on the stage, how obvious was it to you at first? Did it take a few minutes to sink in, or was it immediate that you could tell that, there's something different about this Ron Paul guy?
It was immediate, and I'll tell you exactly what it was. I just knew he was honest.
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole thing. And then the way Sean Hannity did him at the end of that, you know, because I was a Fox News guy, let me tell you.
Yeah.
That's all I watched. And so I really didn't understand how swayed the media was either.
Right.
And I just, when Sean Hannity did it, I said, something's not right there.
Yeah, I remember watching that interview where he was just talking right over top of Ron Paul and being very, very rude.
He's extremely rude, especially, you know, here's this guy, he comes across as very honest. And he's a nice guy, and he's a lot older than he is, and I thought it was very disrespectful for what he did. And then he did the same thing again the other night.
Well, last week's debate was even worse as far as Hannity was concerned, because he is in total denial about how his own network's polling system works. He thinks it can be scammed, and it can't.
At least not the way he suggested.
It's one vote per cell phone, and he's just either a dumb or completely dishonest.
I think it's dishonesty, because, you know, I got wise to, you know, I heard them say this many times on Fox News. They say some people say, you know, but they never say who says what. So really they got, and you know, the way they do it, they sway people that way. And if you don't know any better, you believe what they're saying.
Right. If you don't take it in your own volition to check their claims, then, yeah, you are going to buy into everything that they say. And as you say, you used to be a Fox News guy, and now you're looking on the Internet, and you found more interesting and varied sources. Of course, you should continue being skeptical. You should continue questioning the things you come across online. But nonetheless, I think you're going down a much healthier road at this point. And, Tam, it's great having you on the program. We appreciate your call. Thank you for the story. If you would like to share yours as well, you don't have to be a high schooler. We started out talking about why high schoolers should pay attention to the government. But what's your story as to how you were brought into the fold of the libertarian or the pro-liberty movement? Not necessarily libertarian, that's just sort of a general term for the direction we're going in. And I thought that was fascinating. I've never heard of things happening so quickly.
Yeah, that guy heard the debate. I guess it was one of the first Republican
debate on Fox.
He was just enamored by what Ron Paul said, and then when Sean Hannity went after him, he just didn't think that was right.
I don't think it's possible at this point right now, Mark, to qualify how effective the Ron Paul candidacy is going to be for this purpose.
Well, I can
introducing people to liberty.
I don't feel at all bad about the amount of money that I've donated to the campaign at this point.
Right. I mean, that's an incredible call. If there are another 10,000 people like Tam out there, and I imagine with Ron Paul's candidacy, he's probably touched more than 10,000 people,
mm-hmm.
then that's really significant for the future of liberty.
That's a guy who's, just like me, was just a lockstep Republican,
mm-hmm.
believed what he was told as far as the Republicans go, and then he heard the real Republican message coming from Ron Paul,
right.
Small government, return to the Constitution. It struck a chord. Hey, this is what I wanted my politicians to say.
Ron Paul plus the availability of the information on the Internet. Because if it weren't for the Internet, Tam would probably still be scratching his head in front of the TV.
They'd have forgotten about the whole thing,
right.
Likely.
So it's Ron Paul plus the power of the availability of information today.
Yeah.
That's why we have a winning combination. Mm-hmm. Let's continue with the phone calls. Jason is in California. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to KCAA. Hello there.
How you doing?
What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say that the way I found out about Liberty is because of being a hip-hop musician. I'm always digging in record crates and happened to stumble upon Myron Fagan's CFR Records.
What is that?
Back when I was in high school. It's basically breaks down the Council on Foreign Relations involvement in various things such as Vietnam and stuff like that.
Hmm.
And
now, the CFR, sort of, we don't talk about them a lot on this show, but as I understand it, it's sort of a group of power elites that sit around and plot the future of
Foreign Relations.
The government's going to do with, around the world as far as wars and that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And then what I was going to say is that kind of coalesced with seeing a program from the local chapter of Normal ran by a local libertarian, Gene Berkman, and happened to go down to his bookstore, and he kind of turned me on to a lot of different ideas that I wasn't getting from my high school teachers.
Excellent. So you were in high school at that time then?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That. Definitely.
Now, once you started to wrap your mind around all this, did you try to, I guess, bring some of your friends into the fold, and were you successful at that?
Yeah, definitely. I've also tried to incorporate a liberty message in my music, especially since after the 9/11 situation has happened.
Fantastic. Now, I'm just going to go out on a limb here. Are you a black man?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
I'm a Hispanic.
Okay. Well,
either way,
have you found that the pro-liberty message is actually it's pretty powerful and resonates well with people in the Hispanic community?
Actually, definitely. I think throughout all of hip-hop culture, which is a cross-genre, cross-cultural phenomenon that's worldwide.
Sure.
It's also a resistance culture, not really the music that you see portrayed by the major media conglomerates, but it's always been an underground viral phenomenon.
I think it's fantastic that you're out there making hip-hop music with a pro-liberty theme as opposed to, like you're saying, the typical record label themes of gangsters and hoes and you know, violence, that sort of
thing. Well, I mean, if you follow the money, it just leads up to bigger gangsters and hoes, so...
Yep. Well said. So, Jason, we're glad you're out there listening, and keep up the good work, sir.
You
do. Thanks for the story. 800-259-9231. He's calling from a station that is hopefully going to come on with us officially here in a few days.
He should go to our BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com, put a little bit of his music on there so some of our listeners might be able to listen to it on the internet.
That is an excellent idea.
I'm just full of excellent ideas.
Free plugs for you here on Free Talk Live. Not on the air, but on our website. That's fine. More on the way. Hour 2's coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. What happens when you wave at your daughter? Well, we'll find out. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to Liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.